It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Graduation parties, big games, big events. Always better at Chickie's and Pete's, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now, is Jerry Recco. Jerry is the play-by-play guy for Rutgers, also part of the morning show Boomer and Geo at WFAN. Jerry, I never thought ever that I would have you on to talk about Rutgers basketball on WIP, but here we are.
Me neither. Nice to talk to you, though, Spike. How are we doing?
Oh, good, man. Now, Jerry joins us from the links playing golf with your son right now. How are you shooting?
You know what? Better than I would have expected, and we've gotten and dodged the rain, so we're doing all right, doing okay.
And real quick, has WFAN fallen apart without me, or does it still stand?
We're doing okay like my golf game, but we do miss you, Spike, believe it or not. When you left, we were ready to hug you and punch you in the face at the same time.
Yeah, Jerry expressed that he was mad at me. Yeah, with love.
He wasn't thrilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that effect on people, Jerry.
So I've heard, Ike. So I've heard.
So Jerry does play-by-play for Rutgers, as I mentioned, and watched as much Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey as possible. I guess just an overall question that a lot of people are asking as they talk about Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, to have two potential top three picks and the team is as disappointing as they were, how do you look at their performance versus the team performance this year as sort of an explanation, or how does that even happen?
Yeah, I have been asked this question by 1,000 people, and I understand why it's asked. Steve Peichel's been asked this question, too. If you watch this team, individually, there were outstanding efforts. I think the biggest answer and the best answer I would give you is health. There was a stretch in the season where things, you know, first things first, as you know, these kids are 18 years old. So they were two true freshmen that were brought in to lead the way knowing they were going to be NBA lottery picks. And I think when things were starting to come together, there were a couple of things that happened. One, Dylan Harper got some sort of an illness on the way to Indiana. And if you go back and look at that game, you will see Ace Bailey had a game for the ages. And Rutgers came up just short, but he was outstanding. And then as Dylan started feeling better, I think he rushed himself back, wasn't 100%. They lost a couple of games they probably shouldn't have. And then as things got going again, he had the ankle injury. And there's probably 10 games in there where the two of them were not at 100%. And it just, maybe they went, I'd have to look at it, but 3-7, 4-6. And it's a big part of why the season was disappointing. And there was also, I would tell you, three or four games in there they had no business losing late, missed shots, and it adds up to a disappointing season.
So everyone expects Dylan Harper to go two. So the Sixers with the third pick, a lot of the conversation has been about Ace Bailey, who I think probably is the most polarizing prospect that people talk about in the top 10. Having watched every game of his Rutgers career, what did you see from Ace Bailey?
Love him. Absolutely love him. And I think he's going to be a great pro. A couple of reasons why. One, I don't know what's going on with this whole height thing. I'm telling you, he's not 6'7". But let's say he is. All right, fine. The way he elevates over defenders and can get his shot when he needs it is remarkable. The biggest thing I would tell you, though, because the athleticism and the skill is unmatched, Spike, his love of basketball, and I've been doing this a long time, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a kid that smiles, laughs, jokes, and is the life of the locker room like he was. And I'll tell you, that's something that, you know, forget the skill for a second. Just kind of replacing that infectious personality is going to be something that Rutgers is going to have to deal with. He eats, you know, breathes and sleeps basketball. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I got close to him. I didn't. I talked to coaches, not as much the players, but I've been around him enough on the planes and the hotels and the team meals. He's a great kid who wants to work, wants to be coached. And as much as I'm not a Sixers fan, as you know, if you do take him, you are going to love this kid.
So Jerry, even though he's in New York, by the way, he's not a Sixers fan, also not a Knicks fan. Jerry is a Nets fan. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
How has that been for you up there? I hate all of your coworkers, and I'm not even there anymore with the Knicks stuff. It must be tough for you right now.
Oh, no, it's a blast having Boomer and Gio every morning ask me if the Knicks are still playing in the NBA, the Nets, rather. It's tough, man. I mean, you know, they took a shot, they swung and missed with Durant and Irving and that Harden trade. To this day, if you go back, you might even remember. I remember when they made that trade. I called into Carton Roberts. I was furious with that deal. I had no interest in James Harden, as I know you guys didn't enjoy his time either in Philly, but they had a chance. It didn't work out. You know, Kevin Durant was a toe away from them advancing even further in the playoffs. But when you swing and miss that big, this is what you end up with. And so they're trying to rebuild it, but it is tough. I mean, in a Knick town right now where Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are doing what they're doing and the Nets lose out on the draft lot. I mean, good Lord. It's tough. It is not easy.
Well, hopefully the Knicks blow this series. Back to Ace Bailey. So let me ask you this. If I put you in the position and I say, okay, what is Ace Bailey not good at? Like, what are his weaknesses? What does he need to work on?
So to me, two things. I think he needs to bulk up, number one, and he needs to work on his defense. I mean, that's one thing that I think he would even tell you. He wasn't a great defender. But I would also tell you that Caleb McConnell, who I'm sure people are out there saying, who's that? He was a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year for Rutgers, who his freshman year was not a great defender, and after a few years in with Steve Peichel on the staff, turned out to be one of the best in the conference. So I think, you know, the fact that it was only 1 year and out, I do think hurts him, but it's also correctable. Defense, bulk up a little bit offensively. The kid's just skill. I would tell you, all jokes aside, if that's the plan and that's who the Sixers end up with, I would tell your audience, go look at the highlights of Rutgers at Indiana, Rutgers at Northwestern, Rutgers at Penn State, and you will be wowed by the skill level of this kid.
You got a comp for him, Jerry? We've heard Kevin Durant and we've heard some other guys. Whose sort of game does his remind you of at the NBA level?
I hate to take the easy way out, Ike, but that's it. I mean, when you watch the way he plays, the way he has that, his mid-range game, and I know the game's changing and it's all about the three-point shot, which makes me want to vomit as a basketball fan. But when you look at his mid-range game is so good. An elbow jumper, a baseline jumper is as good as in. He's got the step-back fadeaway jumper that he can just shoot over anybody. And the one I was telling you about before, which is so much fun to watch, is when he's got a guy up in his face and he will literally just cradle the ball around his knees and then just elevate and shoot over him. And just drain these 20 and 22 and 23-foot shots, it's impressive. So Durant, again, easy way out because a lot of people have said it, but I think it's because it's true.
Okay. All right, Jerry. There is a chance that depending who ends up making the pick, whether it's the Spurs or otherwise, that Bailey goes two and Dylan Harper falls to three and the Sixers have an opportunity to take him. What did you see from Dylan Harper?
a guy that can take over a game. He is, when right and when healthy, he is a kid that will and can slash to the basket, create his own shot. I don't think he's as good with the jump shot as Ace was, clearly, but he can control a game. There's one game I would tell your fans to go watch, too, the highlights of the game in, God, where was that, in Atlanta. I forget the team that we went to go play. It was a bad loss for Rutgers. It was Ace's homecoming, and they were not going to let Ace beat them. And in the second half, down by like 18 points, Dylan basically said, give me the ball, and almost willed them to a win. He just makes everybody better. He's thick. He stands at 6'6". He's got good body size, plus the bloodlines are good with his dad, of course, and his brother, who's in the Piston system, was a heck of a player, too. So I think if you end up with either of these two guys, you're in pretty good shape.
It's funny that you bring up the Pistons. I was going to say, does he remind you a little bit of Cade Cunningham? Harper?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I mean, the thing about that Dylan that gets overlooked sometimes to me is his toughness and his ability to finish in traffic. He's got this sneaky way of just being able to maneuver around the basket through literally 6-7 hands, and he can find his way to the window, and he spins that ball in better than, really, in my 10 years of working at Rutgers, better than anybody I've seen. That's probably a good comp, but he's a different type of player, and he's ready for the moment for sure.
All right, Jerry. Well, we appreciate you taking a golf break to check in with us.
And I would not have taken a golf break.
No, I could not have done that. So I appreciate you. And I am, trust me, if we've ever been together on anything, the Knicks blowing this series will be my Christmas if it happens. So
I will tell you, they might. Yeah. I actually think that they're going to bury Boston tonight. But that having been said, If I was a Knicks fan, I would genuinely be concerned about what's waiting for them, because I think Indiana, people overlook them. They play tough like the Pistons do, but I think they're a little more skilled than the Pistons are, and I think they're going to run into a buzzsaw in the finals.
Yeah, well, they beat them last year. Yeah. Pacers beat them last year.
So. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. By the way, if they win that, you got Minnesota and Oklahoma City sitting there.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't even want the Knicks getting past this round. I don't need any more. So,
you're
all right, Jerry.
I got it.
Yep, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
All right, there he is, Jerry Recco, company man.
Yeah.
Good analysis, company man.
Yeah,
company
when,
man.
When did my
Where's Carlin?
I was gonna say. Yeah. Well, Carlin used to do.
He used to do the
Rutgers
the basketball
too.
Yeah, he just does the football now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jerry, by the way. Jerry does all the Rutgers games, and he's up, does the morning show. Also does the halftime and, I think, pregame of Dallas Cowboys radio as well.
Wow.
Yeah, Jerry is
a Cowboys
fan. I
knew I smelled a rat.
Yep. Cowboy. Can you trust a Cowboys fan about Ace Bailey? No.
Rat.
I was going to say, he convinced me to take Ace Bailey.
I know. I could
yeah,
feel
that was,
it.
Yeah, that was a big old shift in momentum from the last half hour.
Yep, I could feel that happening. Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What is a successful season for the Eagles next year? 49% win the Super Bowl.
There we go.
17% make the Super Bowl. 24% make the NFC Championship. And 10% win a playoff game.
Nice.
Where is yours?
And some big news in Phil's land.
Oh, right. Yes. Go ahead.
So Aaron Nola has been placed on the 15-day IL.
Ah! Somebody, by the way, I'm going to give you credit, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes you have to listen to the show. We're not always going to say, sources tell me.
Right.
Yesterday, Jack said, I don't know, Aaron Nola, maybe a fan of my IL? And he said that during the show yesterday, and today Aaron Nola on the IL. Yeah.
With an ankle injury that apparently he sustained in Cleveland.
Yeah, what do you mean apparently?
I'm just saying.
In Cleveland? Oh, what?
Allegedly.
A week and a half ago. Yeah.
No, it was Saturday.
That was last weekend.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Either way, so he's on the 15-day IL with the ankle injury. Mick Abel is making his Major League debut on Sunday at home against the Pirates.
Mick Abel?
Yeah, Mick Abel. It says, okay, Andrew, call him.
Yep.
Why not Mick is alive? Why not? The old hashtag is alive and well. Who would have thought? So he's been great. So he kind of fell off the prospect circles or ranks last 2 years. He was hot a couple years ago, but wasn't able to put it together. This year, I think he's been working a lot more with Caleb Cotham and the Major League coaching staff. He had a 2.5 ERA up in AAA, like really developed nicely. So at one point he was a top prospect, and this year he kind of got back on the radar. He's only 23 years old, so he's still super young. They said it's only going to be one start and back to Lehigh Valley, but yeah, I still think it's awesome that he's here, and it gives a little bit of extra juice for Sunday.
Why would it only be one start if Nola is on the 15-day
IL? I think there's off days, and they're going to put Taiwan back in the rotation.
Okay,
so I don't think they want to do Taiwan yet. They probably want to stretch him out. I guess. But yes, yeah, so Taiwan's going to be back in the rotation, but we do get Abel versus Skeens on Sunday.
It's quite a matchup for Mick Abel's first major league start.
Yeah, now the good part is the Pirates offense is AAA worthy.
Yep.
So
I should feel right at home.
Right at home. So
we're going to lose 2-3 and the games will be 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not with this team. And then in minor news to people who really care, but also Moises Chassé is getting Tommy John surgery.
Who?
They got him back in the Gregory Soto deal last year.
And he was apparently big prospect.
He's probably before this year, it's their second best pitching prospect behind Painter.
Wow.
So he's getting Tommy John as well.
Awesome.
So real quick, Mick Abel, what kind of a pitcher is he?
He's a power guy. So his fastball's been up to like 97, 98. He's held it throughout his starts, which is great. The problem with him the last couple of years is that he could not command that pitch at all. He's really gotten much better at commanding that pitch. So he's got a really good fastball and then a power slider off of it. So enticing stuff. He was a 14th pick in the draft for a reason.
The other Mick was the number one pick in the draft.
Again, weak class.
Yeah, all right. But still number one.
Weak.
There's like 80 rounds.
He's still in the big leagues.
All right.
By the way, there's 20 rounds now. So
okay.
Shut up.
215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
How you guys making out today, man?
What's up, dude?
What's up, brother?
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now that Spike is going against Ace Belly, I'm definitely going all in on Ace Belly. I never.
You don't respect this basketball acumen? I mean, come on.
No, that's not it. I got my reasons. I feel like I called before the baseball season started, and I said we would be on this roller coaster of mediocre baseball, but my issue was I was defending Jalen. Again, today I hear you, Spike, at 2 o'clock say the Eagles haven't we haven't basically built a defensive tackle or safety or a cornerback developed.
No, that's not what I said.
Where you get that from.
That is not what I said.
What did you say, Spike? I'm sorry.
So what, and I'm trying to remember what the caller said, is that we do not have a developed person in those positions for next year that we are sure of. Cornerback, there's nobody there. That we're talking about Keely Ringo. We're talking about
who's Adoree Jackson.
Well, I'm talking about the young guys.
Oh, young guys.
Keely Ringo. Who's the guy who wanted to date Trump's daughter?
Eli Ricks.
Oh, Eli.
Eli Ricks. Yeah. Tackle is the same thing. We are hoping for Moro Ojomo.
Yeah.
And edge, we're hoping for Jalix Hunt. So if you want to say you believe in those guys, that's fine. But we also have very little evidence that any of those guys is ready to be a starting quality player in the NFL. And the guys they're replacing, one guy is Josh Sweat, who just got $80 million. One guy is Darius Slay, who definitely had a good year last year. Mm-hmm. And what other position I'm talking about? Oh, and then the other guy, it was just the highest paid defensive free agent in the NFL. And Milton Williams. So like to say that those positions have been replaced this offseason, I think is a little bit of wishing and not a little. Go ahead.
It's not about replacing them. They haven't replaced them according to bringing in some veterans or some proven guys. But you got to have, like I said 2 hours ago, you got to have faith in who they bought in, their system. I believe if Vangio been coaching longer than you and I have been living, if Ringo's still on the team, they're willing to give him a shot. Sidney Brown is still on the team. When it comes to the defensive tackle, there's a belief out there that Ojomo could be a decent fill-in piece. To start the season last year, no one said that the defense was going to do what they did. They said the offense would have to carry today. You guys,
yes, but that doesn't mean it'll happen again, right? That doesn't mean it'll happen again. No, yes, you don't know, but here we are talking about what we think will happen. And if I understand your faith in it. But, like, for you to ask me, do I believe that Keely Ringo, am I confident Keely Ringo can replace Darius Slay? The answer is no. If you ask me, am I confident? No, just let me finish. Am I confident Jalix Hunt is a play 70% of the downs edge guy? My answer is no. And if you ask me, like, do I believe that Moro Ojomo is going to be as good as Milton Williams was last year? My answer is no. And so like, those are, and by the way, linebacker, N'Kobe Dean, we don't really have a replacement there. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., okay, I hope, but he didn't really get on the field very much last year either. So we're hoping. And for you to say also, because that's what they're doing, it must mean that Vic has faith in it, that's not necessarily true either. They've told you they're not going to spend money this year. So in a lot of ways, they're making the best out of what the situation is. You could be right. Those guys could all be great. But you didn't have that same faith in the guys that performed last year. Nobody would have told me Milton Williams. Nobody would have told me N'Kobe Dean was a lock to be as good as he was. Like, none of those things would have been true. So I understand your faith, but I don't have the same faith.
Okay, and I agree with that, Spike. So I agree. I wouldn't have told you that by any of the guys. That's my point. Let's let this thing play out. One thing I will agree with is you guys keep saying this thing about Jalen being great. Jalen don't have to be great, in my opinion. He's great for this system. He does whatever you ask him to do. It don't matter if you ask him not to throw the ball. If you tell him the game plan is run the ball 42 times, he don't go do a press conference and say at his locker, what do you need to do, Jalen? We need to throw the ball more. He don't do any of that. He do whatever it is you ask him to do. Whatever it is you ask him to do. So he's great for this system. When you guys say, is he great? Is he not good? Is he sometimes good? I'll give you somebody that's not great almost all the time. Bryce Harper. Now, I know Jack don't want to hear that.
Well, it's dumb. But, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, but again.
But it's dumb. Like, you're just trying to troll me. I get it. It's cute. It's just really dumb.
I'm serious.
But you're not serious.
Shows up every game.
But it's hey, it's really dumb. I'm just letting you know, it's really dumb. Like, I understand he's sitting 238. Like, you can, I know you're trying to troll me. Congratulations, it worked. It's really dumb. It's really dumb, and it's pointless. So, thank you.
But it's just as dumb as you ride.
But it's not, but you just said Bryce Harper never shows up and isn't a good player. I never said Jalen Hurts isn't a good player.
You said he's riding the bus last year.
I didn't know what that means, riding the bus last year. I
mean, he's not the bus driver.
He's not the bus driver.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, he's not the bus driver. Okay, well, who's driving the bus that Bryce's been on the last 5 years?
The last five, dude.
I think the bus is something.
That's so stupid, it's not even funny. Like, the guy won an MVP, he's hit over 309 as a Philly. He had the home run in the NLCS, send the World Series. He has the third highest postseason OPS in the history of baseball as a Philly. What are you talking about? Like, I know you're just a sensitive Jalen fan. I get it, but it's just, that's nonsensical. I am not that unfair to Jalen. I think I'm pretty fair to Jalen. What you're doing to Bryce is incredibly unfair, and everyone's losing brain cells listening to it.
You're fair to Jalen? Come on.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Just apologize, and we'll move on. Apologize for what you said, and we'll move on.
Okay, I'll apologize when he starts batting over 250.
Oh, my God. He's hitting 238 for the first time as a Philly. Eviscerate him. In a month and a half.
Jack, it's every year.
Get him off the team. I know. You're an Eagles fan that barely follows baseball. I got you. Keep checking the box scores.
Up every year.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you.
Wins and losses. Right. I got one other fact for you, Jack. He has a higher winning percentage than Bryce Harper.
Congratulations. Right, I hope so. Jeez. This is the problem. It's so low IQ. It's not even funny.
I love seeing myself rub off on Jack.
Don't
say that again.
Yeah.
Cut that buzz.
No, don't cut it. Don't cut it.
God.
I said rub off.
You said rub off on Jack.
Yeah, okay. Coming up, should we give Jack the belt for that? I don't know. We award the belt.
That was impressive.
Well, the WIP Afternoon Show has the belt, so we see if we keep the belt.
And there's Justin to make everyone's day better.
Yeah. If you want to talk to Jack about Jalen versus Bryce, 215-592.
I'll be in the bathroom.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball game tonight. Baseball is back. You can watch all your baseball action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The countdown is on. We are 1 week from the kickoff to summer, the official one. That is Free Toll Friday. That's right. Next Friday, Chickies, we will be at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's. Pete will pay your tolls. The details are at chickiesandpete's.com. Make sure you check out the details so you can cost Pete as much as you possibly can. I want you to time your arrival down the shore to make sure Pete pays for your toll. 215-592-9494. Before we get to Jay in West Philly, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, Jay was calling about Dawkins.
Okay.
About what Dawkins said. I would.
You could say he's on a. That's a front. That's a Trojan horse.
You think that's a lie?
Yeah.
You want me to not go to him?
No. Okay. Jay's my guy. I actually ran into Jay in Westchester a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I love Jay.
What is he doing in Westchester?
He was working.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of far away from
OG's
West Philly.
OG's in the building?
Oh, no.
Great. Awesome.
Get him out of here. Stupid polo shirt. So before we get to Jay, because Jay is calling about what Brian Dawkins said about Jalen Hurts. So,
yes.
Buzz, why don't you play what Dawkins said, and then we'll go to Jay.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step. so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically, that you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, to being able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that. Maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
All right, Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Mike, you all right?
I'm good. What's up, bro?
Now, let me get at your boy then.
Oh.
Now, your boy Dawson.
Okay.
Now, you're sitting there making a comment, right?
Yeah.
About me on the, well, perform great at all times, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your guy's track record in this for him to be speaking on Jalen like that when Jalen performed in a big game? Where was Dawson at in these championship games?
Dawg doesn't play anymore, so dissecting Dawg's career or where he played and what he did is irrelevant to the conversation. Dawg is stamped and approved as a Hall of Famer. So he doesn't need to have qualifications to give an opinion on what he sees.
It's his fight. So I just wanted to make sure you was good before I got his fight.
So we're going right down the row here, Jay?
Yeah, what is that? Okay.
You know, Jay was talking about he got to perform, and then he's bringing up Herbert. Well, Herbert.
You're taking everything out of context. All I did was ask. Well, because you're taking two separate conversations. I didn't say he had to perform. Brian Dawkins, debatably greatest Eagle of all time, said he had to perform more consistently. So we'll put that to the side for a second. The other conversation was when Elliott said that specifically, if a quarterback limits his turnovers, it means he plays great. So I asked him, did Justin Herbert play great last year? And he said no. And Justin Herbert turned the ball over within one or two less than every quarterback in the NFL last year. So, and I don't think Justin Herbert played great last year. I thought he played pretty well. They scaled back what he did to a great extent. His turnover, it's actually very similar. They scaled that back the number of times he threw, and his turnovers went down. And that's what happened. I don't think Justin Herbert was great last year, even though he didn't turn the ball over. I don't think not turning the ball over and not turning the ball over alone means that you played great, especially when you have one of the worst sack rates in the NFL. So that is what I was talking about.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up his name to reference it. Like, why can't he play like Herbert?
I've actually never said that one time. Jack loves Herbert. I don't. So I have never one time in my entire radio career, actually in my life, said Jalen Hurts needs to play more than Justin Herbert. So if you're going to call up and want to argue about Jalen, that's fine. But you should at least get it right. I've never said what.
Right,
No. But you're not, Jay. You're just making things up. I've never once in my entire life, I hardly watched Justin Herbert last year. You think I'm watching Chargers games? I hardly watched Justin Herbert last year. I've never one time in my life said Jalen Hurts should play more like Justin Herbert.
Dude, because you always bring up these quarterbacks that you say better than him. But you're grateful because he took us to two Super Bowls.
Jay,
he won.
Jay, ultimately, you're a pro-Jalen guy. I'm a pro-Jalen guy. Just get to the point of what you really want to say. What's the real point you bring in that you want to bring up?
I'm just talking about how Jalen don't get no respect. It's everything he got.
He gets respect.
Jay.
Let me ask you this, Jay.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So no player on the Eagles needs to play better this year. They don't have room to improve.
Yeah, everybody can improve.
Then, so we don't need to be so defensive when we point out the quarterback can improve. As a matter of fact, that's a good thing. They just won a Super Bowl with a guy who is Super Bowl MVP that has room to improve, which means he can be even better than whatever you think.
Give him the credit for bringing the title to this city.
Well, who's not giving him credit?
I don't give him no credit. You say he got candy.
Yes, I did. It's not that I don't give him credit. It's that I don't say what you want me to say about him. We have this is the glory of what we do is that we can all watch the same thing and see something different and have a different opinion. We can all have different opinions about all these players. I gave Jalen a ton of credit specifically for how he played against Washington and how he played against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and said this week perhaps he has unlocked something that can allow him to perform that way more consistently all year, which would, in my estimation, put him in the class that you think he's in that I don't think he's in. It's not that I don't give him credit. I don't give him as much credit as you do. Now, if that bothers you, that's fine. But you can't just lie. You can't just say, I'm always saying he should play like Justin Herbert, and I never give him any credit, and blah, 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 blah. I just don't agree with you.
You bring up, why can't he play like this? Why ain't he like Burrow?
It's not why can't he play like him. When people ask me if I think Joe Burrow is better, I say yes, I think Joe Burrow is better. And you want to know what? It's not a crazy opinion. And if they ask me if I think Josh Allen is better, I say yes, I think Josh Allen is better. And the guy just won MVP last year. It's not a crazy opinion. So it's not an insult to say he's not the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not. He won a Super Bowl. It's awesome. I'm so happy we won the Super Bowl. But like, I'm not. No, it's just that I'm not happy talking to you.
And as far as the best freshman college basketball player in the last 40 years, the guy's name was Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, come on.
Melo did leave
him. He was great.
Oh, wow. So you hate Syracuse, Spike? Interesting.
Yeah. No, I went to Syracuse, and I love Melo, but I don't think he was as good. All right. I don't think he was as good as Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was better, I think. Melo was awesome.
Best freshman of my life. I'm trying to think on top of it.
Zion was awesome.
Yeah.
Okafor won a title.
He did.
But that was a good team.
Too. Yeah,
second best player, Tyus Jones.
I mean, they have several good players on that team.
Anthony Davis is also up there.
Yeah. Was awesome. Yep. 215-592-9499.
Melo is in the conversation.
Yes.
I'm sorry, he is. He's in the conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not a Melo hater. I'm a Melo guy. First team Hall of Famer, loved him. Have Melo t-shirts, love Melo.
I mean, because at least he did as a freshman lead his team to a national championship.
He did.
Gave that fraud Boeheim.
Boeheim is a fraud.
Total fraud. Stupid system.
You know who's not a fraud? The cars are John Ashdale. Nope. Not fraudulent whatsoever. Colonial Hyundai, not fraudulent whatsoever. Colonial always, first of all, the new dealership is beautiful. Makes everything more comfortable. But Colonial right now has really the choice of a lifetime. They have two things that people love about Colonial, these different incentives they throw out there. And right now, until May 31st, you have a choice between two of them. You can get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any new Hyundai. So a Palisade, a Tucson, an Elantra, the Ioniq 5 or 6, 20% off any Hyundai in stock. Or when you go in there, you can get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. You could even try to show up the cars are and drive in the worst piece of junk he's ever seen. He's going to give you $6,500. You have that choice until May 31st. And everyone, here's not a choice. Everybody's getting this. Everybody that buys a new Hyundai at Colonial gets 3 years of complimentary maintenance. Everybody gets America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. You know what Jay does that I occasionally do in an argument that drives people crazy?
The goalposts.
Well, he doesn't raise his voice. My wife hates in an argument when I do not raise my voice. Like when I just stay very calm during the argument.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want somebody to yell.
I was going
to
say, we never really see that.
No. You see the other one.
Well, Elliot does the same thing. I mean.
Yes, Elliot does it. I did it more when I was PD than when I'm host.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm becoming.
We see a lot more emotion now.
Yeah, I'm becoming the real Spike.
How's that make everyone feel?
Has its pluses and minuses. So every Friday at 4:30, we tell you who has the belt at WIP. The belt holder right now are the people you're listening to.
As always.
The WIP Afternoon Show.
And frankly, I don't think we did anything to lose it.
I don't think we did anything to lose it.
Oh, did we have it from last week?
Yeah, we gave it to ourselves.
Oh, I think we may have retained it.
Yeah, we patted ourselves on the back.
We're going to find out right now.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Oh, does the WIP Afternoon Show keep the belt? I would like that to happen. Ike, I think, would like that to happen.
Yes.
Jack would like it to happen, as we are the premier show on WIP. But the belt is changing hands.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Who you got?
And in one of the most upsetting moments of WIP this week or any week, the belt goes back to Elliot Shore Parks.
What?
For his Kevin Durant, Ace Bailey take. That drives me insane, has lit up the internet with people fighting with him. For Elliot Shore Parks to make everybody mad at him about basketball, a sport he doesn't even cover, is...
He doesn't?
No. He doesn't have the podcast anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
Is true belt type stuff.
And it got him off from you. He offered you $5,000.
Yeah.
For him to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey.
I can't pay him $5,000.
But we can raise money to do it.
We can. Should we start a GoFundMe to try to raise $5,000?
I wonder how much we can get.
Yeah, do that for me, too.
Now, we got to eventually just, donate it to charity.
Yeah, but
I need mine.
Okay. I agree. I just, off the mics, we're pocketing it.
Yeah, know. But on mic, we're giving it to charity.
Yeah,
your
sure.
favorite charity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charitable causes.
That's what they say.
I just want to be clear. We would
we're
never say
joking.
We're taking
we're
money
just
for
joking.
Charity.
Wink.
No, again, we would never say we're taking money for charity and not do it.
And not do it, yeah.
But then it doesn't even work, because then if Elliot doesn't get the money, he's not going to stop tweeting.
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Real quick, saw this. There's going to be flag football in the Olympics in 2028.
Well, I'm excited.
Yippee.
And the NFL owners...
That's so dumb.
...are going to discuss a proposal which would allow current NFL players to play in the Summer Olympics in 2028.
Yes.
To play the flag football. I would like that.
I love it.
Really? You're
yes,
into it too?
I'm into it.
Even with the injury risk?
No injury risk.
Look, Achilles, ACL,
yeah,
could happen.
Could happen anywhere.
We could absolutely could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
I would love to see these guys.
Let's not beat flag football and kill Robert Edwards' career. We're not doing that.
Yeah,
we'll
be on grass, I assume.
Yeah, it'll be on grass.
I would love to see that.
I don't expect to see Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson out there playing.
No, probably not.
I don't expect to see that. But we could see Jahan Dotson out there playing.
Yeah, I would love to see a star player
out there. Yeah, I don't think AJ's going to be out there playing.
Who are they playing against?
I don't know.
Well, we're the only country that plays football.
Well, flag football is big. Like there
in
are
other countries?
Frisbee. I'm sorry, ultimate frisbee is
a little
big.
Different than flag football.
Yeah, well, it's similar.
In what way?
Well, the frisbee is the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still – it's a flick of the wrist versus throwing a football.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I would – now, I forgot, Ike, that you are an Olympics man. You love the
I
Olympics.
I love the Olympics. I do.
I would
that's
love,
why I'd be in on the flag football.
I would love – for a bunch of NFL stars to go and just obliterate every country.
It'd be like the
like
dream,
team. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do wonder about the balance of competitiveness here.
Exactly.
I do wonder about that.
Do you think they'll approve
Canada could probably compete. They play football there.
Do you think they'll approve it? They need 24 of 32 teams to approve it.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Because there's money there. There's exposure for the players.
Yes.
Yep.
So here's, again, I don't believe, maybe a quarterback would go because they're less at risk of being injured.
Yep.
Right? It's just flag football. All they have to do is throw out there. But I'd be surprised if your top skill position guys would go out there and play.
Who would your quarterback be?
Oh, shoot. You could use...
Well, woo. See, you got to throw, right?
You got to throw it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the quarterbacks don't run.
Yep.
So
we can mark a couple people off.
Yeah, you got to throw it. I don't know who I would use. I mean, initially I would go with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I was thinking Burrow.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, resume-wise, is the number one quarterback in the league.
But skill-wise?
Skill-wise?
Yeah.
Josh Allen's the best quarterback.
Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football.
Yeah, I Burrow won.
Josh Allen's right there, though, but yeah. I just think Burrow is the best quarterback.
As far as slinging
throwing
it,
the football, yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, so, not good at winning, though.
Well,
unlike our guy.
He's won some.
Yeah. Sad to see you guys doubt Jalen, by the way.
Here's why I think, by the way, that there will be big stars that do it. Shoe companies.
Advertisements, yep.
Yeah, I believe shoe companies will want some of their stars there, and you know, shoe companies run the NBA. Mm-hmm. They don't run the NFL, but it's there.
Yeah.
And I think we will see some stars in there because of endorsement deals, shoe deals, and them wanting to do it.
I'm okay with it. It's flag football. To me, it's no different than 7-on-7. I look at the skill position guys when they're training, getting ready for training camp and all that sort of stuff. They're running routes, you know, against guys at times and what have you. And again, it's not tackle football. You're just grabbing for the flag. I understand hamstring injuries, Achilles, things of that nature. But that stuff could also happen while you're training as well. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. When I saw Jalen, I think he was the first one that was advertising it, right?
It was the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, it was the commercial for it in Los Angeles.
Shoe deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see it. I'm okay with it.
Now,
matter of fact, I'd be okay if Jalen was one of the quarterbacks.
Sure. Can the Olympics – I mean – They can't, like, pay the NFL or bribe the NFL to try to get them to vote in their favor, right?
This is,
like, the Olympics want, obviously, the NFL players in it.
This is big business. Like, from an endorsement perspective and an advertiser perspective, I think owners will see dollar signs.
Bro, we're playing 9 international games this year.
Right.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And what better platform
than the Olympics?
Than the Olympics.
And look, that's the thing that, I mean, they talk about with the Dream Team. That's what got international basketball really kind of.
Basically, have taken over basketball.
Look at the current state of the league.
Yes. Yep.
And by the way, shoe companies with international, with the Olympic basketball is a enormous deal.
I kind of do. I know we love football here. It's like it's America's game. But if it turns global and like you see these other countries with these big guys.
Get football Jokic.
Yeah, dude, that's what I want.
Only thing I don't want is 35 teams.
Well, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I
agree. 35 teams.
I agree.
But another league for these college kids who don't make it in the NFL to go to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they've tried it before.
NFL France.
Well, they did I mean, they did it. NFL Europe.
The World League of American
League,
Football.
Yeah, remember that?
Yep. We laugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Kurt Warner.
Yes.
Yeah, Kurt
absolutely.
Warner came from there. Yeah.
All right. We have the top 5 coming up next. Jack, what do we have? I have no clue as to what's coming today.
Determining who and who is not. Foxhole guys at WIP, because there's some big stuff.
Really?
Big stuff that happened on the station earlier today that we have to break down.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have no idea.
Don't you worry about it.
All right. Don't you worry about it. That's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.